cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
We will get our weekly read on the U.S. labor market come Thursday with initial jobless claims, which have been trending higher, signaling cooler conditions in the U.S. labor market, although perspective here, folks. Still low by historical standards and would need to surpass 300,000 to raise a red flag. So, Katie, the tight labor market continues to really present struggles. We know this for many employers.
Absolutely. Struggles for employers, struggles for the Fed as well. Jerome Powell himself has said that basically the rate of unemployment right now, it's unsustainable.
All right. So let's talk about how tight this labor force is and how it is tricky for some employers. Julia Pollack is back with us. She's chief economist at ZipRecruiter, and she is with us on the phone from Los Angeles. Julia, nice to have you back with us. Big picture, first of all, when it comes to the labor market, we recently had that unbelievably strong monthly jobs report, a blockbuster. How are you seeing it from a macro big perspective?
This is a very, very strange moment in the labor market where you do see these enormous gains, and they're very, very broad gains. And at the same time, you see signs of an extremely tight labor market, as you're saying, not just record low jobless claims. And even though they're ticking up slightly, they're not feeding into continuing claims. We're seeing no pass-through. So people are not staying on employment very long. They're being snapped up right away after they get laid off from their tech company and they're getting hired. So yes, unemployment is still coming down. And yet companies seem quite worried about the possibility of a future downturn, and they are hardening themselves against that possibility. And if you look at their future hiring plans, they do look a little bit more concerned, and they hope that things will be able to turn back to normal and that they will be able to stop doing this crazy amount of hiring that they're doing.
So, Julia, employers worried about a future downturn. What about job seekers right now?
So job seeker confidence is still holding remarkably steady. If you look at all the different confidence surveys, CEO confidence has plummeted, home buyer confidence has plummeted, consumer confidence is very low, but job seeker confidence has been amazingly strong since the Omicron surge passed. And that's because job seekers have offers in their back pockets. They are holding out for better. They are convinced that if they resign from their current jobs, their current employers will ask them to stay and give them a raise and counter an outside offer. So they have an enormous amount of bargaining power and leverage. That said, they're reading the news. They see all these headlines about layoffs. And so they are concerned as well. And in the last 2 months, their future expectations have kind of taken a nosedive, and they're starting to worry that jobs may not be as plentiful in the future.
That's interesting, too, because the Okay, yeah. So you're talking about sentiment specifically, which is certainly something we know the Fed watches, keeps a watch on pretty closely in terms of what it might mean for future activity. So what's your net takeaway? I'm thinking about Katie and I, day in and day out, we're talking about the big macro issues that are facing investors, you know, recession, no recession, labor market still strong. How long does it continue? Consumers, you know, spending, how long will they continue? Job market. So what's the takeaway, the big picture takeaway that you would tell our audience right now? And so the implications of it.
So inside most companies, this is still an incredibly tight labor market and hiring is still hugely challenging. Most companies are still seeing about 23% more employees quit each month than they did in 2019, and most companies are still doing about 12% more hiring each month than they did in 2019, just to kind of tread water because it's so much churn and so many quits. I think it's understandable that companies are kind of nostalgic for the good old days when everything was slower, when there was less turnover and churn, when it wasn't so difficult to hire,
right.
When they could still insist on basic sort of standards, and you know, they could have a rule that, you know, one strike rule and you're out if you missed work without notice. That's more like a 10 strike rule and you're out rule now, because companies cannot afford to lay people off because they know that they can't replace them.
Well, and people would argue on the other side that, right, workers are finally kind of getting their day after years and years of pressure and wages staying down. And even on an inflationary, you know, basis, wages are not necessarily keeping up with inflation in a lot of different industries. But I do wonder then, is another net takeaway, as we spend so much time talking about the macro issue of inflation, which is certainly front and center and probably the number one thing on the Fed's mind. Not probably, it is. So still tight labor market versus what we're seeing in 2019. Does that mean wage pressures are sticking around longer?
Yes, that is exactly, I think, the takeaway from this most recent jobs report, that perhaps the risk of a recession has gone down a little bit, but the risk of persistent inflation is still very much there. And that is the big question. You know, how much cold water will the Fed have to throw on this economy? It looks as though, for now, the labor market is pretty resilient and it's able to withstand neutral interest rates. But could it withstand much higher interest rates? That's the big question. And I think that's why you see some sort of cautious optimism in some parts of the market, and even some sort of gloom and doom in others, like in those manufacturing numbers that came out today.
All right, going to leave it on that note. Julia, thank you. Julia Pollack, Chief Economist at ZipRecruiter, joining us on the phone from Los Angeles. Any thoughts there?
That last point you made, that it feels like workers are finally having their day. I just hope that remains. Obviously, that's a huge product of the labor shortage, but hope that momentum sticks around.
Right, we were finally starting to see, especially at the lower end, I want to say pre-pandemic, and then, you know, there were certainly pressures there.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Success. It's discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel. It's where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.